Nearly 2 weeks after the shooting in Las Vegas that left 58 dead and around 500 injured, investigators still don't know why the shooter fired on a crowd or why he stopped or even what the exact timeline was. But planners of events and concerts around the country aren't waiting for answers. They're taking precautions. Joining us now is Chris Robinette, who's the president of Prevent Advisors, which specializes in security for events and concerts. And Chris, when you look at what happened in Las Vegas, do you see a way more or better security could have prevented it?
Well, it's important, I think, to start with the fact that there's no manual or playbook for this type of thing, particularly as it relates to this event. You know, it's important to look at every individual environment, every individual venue or ecosystem, and make a critical analysis of what risks manifest themselves, what occur more typically, what occur episodically, and what are or maybe even potentially black swan type events.
Black swan type events means an event that would be totally unexpected.
Right. You plan for the worst in that sense. And then you make the prioritization of resources and look at what you can do to offset those risks. That's going to include, you know, concert security, as far as what's available to promoters or event planners, and then the local law enforcement community as well.
So it sounds like you're saying not necessarily something that you could do to prevent an attack like what we just saw in Vegas.
This event in particular would be very, very difficult to prevent or deter just because of the unique nature of it. It's got a hotel or an entertainment facility situated across a divided highway from where the concert actually took place. So there's a lot of stakeholders and there's a lot of things that would have had to been in collaboration to really prevent or deter this type of event.
I went to a concert the other day at a pretty big venue, and I noticed as I was coming out a couple of police cars stationed right outside, and there was a car that was blocking off the street that people would have to walk down to get to the venue. And I wondered, is that something that is new or is that something that would have been happening even before Las Vegas?
There's always been a high degree of collaboration between event planners, security directors, facility managers, and law enforcement. What we see is the nature of the threat is evolving and changing. In Manchester, we've always got an explosive device outside of the building, right, which is beyond where you normally screen, where the magnetometers are looking for threats. You know, what you've had in Boston is an open-air event where, you know, someone detonated the device just generally in the public at large or what otherwise would be the public at large. And then here you've got an active shooter that was very offset or exterior to the venue. You know, now there's just a heightened sense of concern and security, and no one's leaving anything to chance. And in terms of certainly what they can plan for or what they can foresee in those environments.
And is there anything that you can do if the shooter or the attacker is outside of the perimeter, the security perimeter?
You know, I hesitate to say that there's nothing you can do because that's never true. You know, I think what this has taught us is, you know, in terms of preparedness, it's important to have discussions now with security managers or facility directors in the buildings that may be adjacent to where these outdoor events are occurring.
One issue is that when people have to go through metal detectors and other barriers and when they see armed police and security guards, it might give them a greater sense of security, but it can also make people feel anxious and feel less safe. Do we risk something by having too much security for big, fun events where you're supposed to enjoy yourself?
Right. At the end of the day, I think nobody wants to give up sort of the mentality of these things are enriching in our lives, music, sporting events. And so, you know, we tell people all the time, we're here to protect and preserve those events. And we never want to distract or take away from the enjoyability of those things. But there is a degree of security that can present as a deterrence to bad actors as a whole. And so it's important to incorporate that balance of how much is too much and how much is not enough. That comes from a thoughtful analysis of what risks may or may not present themselves in certain environments. And that comes from a conversation that takes place with event promoters, facility managers, local law enforcement, first responders, and even kind of the community as a whole, right? Because we now have an environment where see something, say something is ever more important as it relates to understanding how to identify threats.
That's Chris Robinette, who is president of Prevent Advisors, which specializes in security for events and concerts. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us on.